From KQED Public Radio, this is Capitol Notes, our weekly look at all things about California politics and policy and government. I'm John Myers from KQED, and this week, another slightly different version of the podcast. Last week, we were at the Republican convention, and I said we'd be back to normal this week. Well, we're kind of back to normal. We're talking about the state budget, but a different kind of podcast, a one-on-one interview with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Earlier this week, the governor sat down with reporters who cover the state capitol one at a time and talked about the state budget impasse, which, as you know now, has gone on a long, long time, longer than any in history, more than 70 days at this point by the time you hear this. And the governor pretty much used the final power that he really has, which I think is the power of the bully pulpit, to try to get his message out there and to talk about what he wants and what he thinks the problems are. So we talked about the budget in particular for our 10-minute conversation, which you'll hear here pretty much in its entirety. And I started off by asking him a little bit about how he got into office in 2003 and the expectations that he could clean up the state's fiscal problems. Here's our conversation.
When you ran for office in 2003, the state's fiscal problems and the mismanagement was really your number one issue. It was the number one issue that you ran on. You said you'd fix it. 5 years later, the problems are still here, and it's still a mess. Was it harder than you thought it would be?
Well, I first of all have to say that we are very fortunate that we have eliminated some of the problems that were existing in 2003. But to really go all the way and to create the kind of budget reform that we need in order to solve the problem for good, that we could not get gotten done because there was such unbelievable resistance to really fix the problem and to create the kind of rainy day fund that we need and to really put a spending cap on it and not make them continue spending more money than we take in. So that was not fixed all the way, and that's why we're in this problem again. This time I'm asking them to go and fix it once and for all so that we have a serious rainy day fund of $12.5 billion or 12.5% of our general fund, and also to give the governor the authority to cut, to make mid-year cuts. So there's a soon in August, July or August, when we see that the revenues are not coming in the way they were anticipated, that we can make cuts in programs so that we don't go throughout the year and then create a $7 billion deficit like we did last year. And then you add that to this year, all of a sudden you have a $15 billion deficit, and then you have to make severe cuts and also have to create extra revenues. So there's a lot of fixing that still needs to be done, but it is difficult anytime you do something big. It is a very, difficult, and when you have 120 legislators that all have their own opinions, it makes it, very tough to do.
I'm just wondering, as you look, though, what you knew the job was going to be like versus what you got into. I mean, you've talked about some of those hurdles, but I know you are aware that there are people around the state that say maybe you deserve some of the blame in this, that you signed budgets in the past that your term this summer, I know, is kick the can down the alley, that maybe they did kick the can down the alley in some ways, and I don't know where you feel your role is in that.
Well, we are very satisfied and happy of the way we have handled our budgets in the past, in these last few years, because remember that when I took over, we had a $16.5 billion deficit, and we had to borrow $15 billion in economic recovery money, and we had to immediately take most of that money and pay it into the 2002 account and 2003 from the previous administration debt that they rang up. And we are still today paying off the debt from 2002, 2003, that we're paying off today, and now they want to borrow more money. So this is why I said we should not do that and we should not kick that can down the road. But every single year, we cut, not only paid off the deficit and the debt that we had, but also at the same time, we brought down the structural deficit from $16.5 billion to $12 billion the next year, to $8 billion the next year, eventually to zero. Last year, it was actually at zero. Then all of a sudden, the economy went down and we had no rainy day fund again. And all of a sudden, all of this, we are back in a big mess again. And this is why I said to the legislators, let's fix the budget problem this year once and for all, since we know that we have a dysfunctional budget system.
So you would see the problem this year as all one time, not structural?
It is structural because if we continue spending more money than we take in, then it's a structural problem. And so what we have to do is we have to go, number one, cut back on the spending, and number two, we have to put the rainy day fund aside so that when the economy goes down, we see revenues coming in less than anticipated, that we can draw down from a rainy day fund rather than having the endless amount of debates for 3 months here about should this hole be filled with more revenues, or should it be all with cuts? In those debates, should we borrow more money? All of those discussions are going on, and the fights are going on here, when in fact we could solve this by having a rainy day fund.
This has gone on more than 70 days. Is there realistically, and obviously you've got lots of things that you're trying to do. You're trying to get out to the public. You're talking to people like me. You're going out and doing events. Is there anything you can do to get these legislators together? I mean, some governors in the past have threatened to campaign against them out on the road. They have said, maybe I'll give you an appointment somewhere if you'll vote yes. Is there anything you can do?
Well, first of all, let me just say, whatever governors did must have not been that successful, because we have had in the past budgets that were signed on September 5th. We have had budgets that were signed on September 2nd. And we also know that in the last 20 years, only four times was a budget passed on time. So, I mean, there is not a great track record. So, therefore, it is, I think it's the time has come where we have to point the finger at the actual system itself and say, we got to fix the system. Democratic governors have struggled here. Republican governors have struggled here. People that have really been detailed governors have struggled here. People that were visionaries have struggled here. It makes no difference who it is. The system is failing, and we have a tremendous difficulty with our legislators here that to change the system, because they all, or most of them, I should say, are big spenders. They don't understand that you can't spend more money than you have. It's almost impossible to get it through. I was yesterday at the caucus upstairs, and all of a sudden someone got up in the middle of the caucus and said, Governor, couldn't we spend more money on this? And why don't we spend more money? And then I said, have you ever thought of where to get the money from? No. Well, that's the problem. You should think about that, how the money gets here and how it is hard-earned money that the taxpayers out there are working hard. They raise their families. They do everything that they can, and they pay their taxes, and you just want to spend it. I mean, because it's not your money. I mean, you got to go and learn how to sign a check in the front, not in the back. Sign one of them your own check, and let's see if you will be as giving and as free about giving things away. We all want to go and have those programs flourish. We all want to give all the money to education and to healthcare and to prisons and to law enforcement and all the things. But we have to live within our means. We can only spend what we have.
I remember there was a recall petition submitted for a governor a few years ago that said there was fiscal mismanagement, and that governor said it's a political tactic, it's a ploy, it's not real. That was 2003. One has been submitted to you with a similar argument this time. Why different?
Well, I think that you guys can decide of why it's different. But I mean, I just know that they made very clear in 2003 when I ran that what was wrong with the previous administration was that when the prison guard union went to them and said, we want to have 40% increase in our wages, they gave it to them. And the management rights, they gave it to them. Everything that they demanded, they gave to them. And I made clear then that if I go in and become governor and the special interests push me around, that I will push back. And I will push back. Those intimidation tactics won't work with me. I don't care what they do. The only thing I care about is representing the people of California, and to go and give the prison guards a fair increase in salaries and to make it, to treat them fair and with respect, because they deserve every respect because they're in a dangerous job, but I would not give them what the unions demand.
You are arguing a lot of principle about this budget impasse, budget reform, as you've already talked about in this interview. Is it fair to say that you'll sit here at the state capitol until you get the principle you want, regardless of the date on the calendar?
I think the most important thing is that we get budget reform. And if we cannot put a rainy day fund together so we never get into this problem again, we're not going to have a budget. I'm not going to sign a budget.
Regardless of the date on the calendar?
Regardless of the date of the calendar.
Which means we could go into a new legislature in January.
Well, absolutely. I've looked at those scenarios and have seen if we really need to go and do a budget, that maybe there is a way of doing it so we don't need to do one. Because if we don't get the budget reforms that we need, we're really just literally kicking the can down the alley. And that is what was done in 2003. And that's the difference between this governor and the previous governor. I would not kick the can down the alley. I want to fix the problems here. And because we have learned from mistakes. We have learned that what they've done in 2003 was the wrong thing to do. Here we are again today and having the same kind of a problem.
One thing I didn't clarify is because of this delay, you've got some people who are hurting out there. You've got people who provide these services. You have said you're not interested in any kind of emergency appropriation, but these people have become somehow pawns in this process. Is it fair to say they did nothing and they're the people who are suffering?
That is why it is very important that the people that feel they're suffering, that they raise hell here, that they come to the Capitol, they call the legislators and they get this budget done, because it's unfair to innocent people that are out there, especially in nursing homes and in hospitals, people that need dialysis and that need treatments, do not get their payment and do not get the money. And this is going to be very dangerous for the people. And this is why it's very important that California people get involved. It's very difficult for the people of California to get involved in this issue and to understand the budget issue, because they say to themselves, hey, I have my own budget problems. You solve the budget up there. You guys know what you're doing. But the fact is, it does need the people. It does need a movement to put the pressure on the legislators and to say, get this budget done once and for all and compromise. Don't get stuck in ideology. Compromise and get this budget done, because we want to move the state forward and we want to have budget reform so this doesn't happen again. So I think it is important for people not to just sit there and to just wait for something to happen. I mean, all the mayors.
But you're adamant you're not going to sign up.
I'm not going to
request an appropriation.
I'm requesting a budget. What is better than an appropriation is a budget. We need to have a shoot for the budget, because otherwise that also will kick down the can down the alley. This is all temporary. I want this legislature to get away from temporary fixes, and I want them to go and solve the budget problem and to vote for a budget. That is the important thing. A responsible budget that I can sign with budget reform, with mid-year cuts, and also with a rainy day fund.
And that was Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in an interview recorded in his office on Wednesday, September 10th, as the state budget impasse continued and continued and continued. Hopefully something will have changed by the time you hear this. And if it does, we'll be sure to update the podcast as events warrant. That's it for this edition of the Capitol Notes podcast. We'll be back next week. I'm John Myers from KQED. Thanks for listening.